Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Welcome to this week's edition of Act Locally Waco. I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Today, the 77th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, is a fitting day to pay tribute to one of the first heroes of World War II, Waco's own Doris Miller.
Hopefully you've all been watching the progress on the beautiful Doris Miller Memorial, which is being built in Bledsoe Miller Park, just on the east side of the Brazos River near the Washington Street Bridge. This memorial, when it is complete, will be of a caliber similar to the war memorials you might expect to see in our nation's capital, and deservedly so. We don't have time to tell Doris Miller's whole story, but he joined the Navy in 1939 when he was 20 years old, and due to his heroic actions during the bombing of Pearl Harbor, became the first African-American to be awarded the Navy Cross. The courage he showed on that day and the pride that it inspired in African-American communities all across the country in the 1940s was undoubtedly one of the sparks that helped ignite the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s.
Phase one of the Doris Miller Memorial is being dedicated today at noon. If you're able to attend, it will take place inside the Bledsoe Miller Community Center.
The keynote speaker will be two-star Admiral Keith Jones. If you cannot attend today, the memorial is now open and you can explore it on your own schedule. Fundraising is ongoing for phase two of the memorial, which is scheduled to be dedicated on Memorial Day. If you haven't given yet, you still have time. Visit the Doris Miller Memorial website for more information about how to donate, or you can text the word Doris to the number 71777 to donate.
Tonight is also First Friday, which is always fun. This one is especially festive.
For one thing, it is the night of the downtown Waco Cocoa Crawl, so be on the lookout for merchants dishing out tasty warm cups of cocoa.
The Dr. Pepper Museum is celebrating their 11th annual Dr. Pepper Christmas tonight. Admission is free from 6:30 until 9:30, and they will be serving up live music, Christmas crafts, and holiday drinks from the fountain.
Keep Waco Beautiful is hosting Santa and Mrs. Claus and a chance to make Christmas cards out of recycled materials. They're also offering 25% off of memberships. Hole in the Roof Marketing is showing off the recent renovation of their historic building at the corner of 11th and Washington with a pop-up shirt printing party where you can pick up a free red or green t-shirt and print it yourself with your choice of one of several predictably cool Christmas design.
The Habitat for Humanity Restore at 1224 Franklin is hosting their Christmas party called Elf on a Restore Shelf. Man. They'll be serving up great food, live music, and a 25% discount on everything in the store. Admission is $5 a person or $10 for families.
And finally, downtown's newest co-working space, appropriately named Hustle, located in the Woolworth Suites at 605 Austin, is hosting a block party featuring all kinds of local vendors.
For a taste of Waco Christmas past, the Historic Waco Foundation has just the thing.
They have decorated three of their historic homes in the spirit of decades past, including the Victorian era, the Roaring Twenties, and the Fun Fifties. You can take a candlelight tour tonight from 6 to 9 that includes all three houses, plus live entertainment and refreshments. Tickets are $25.
If you would rather sit and be entertained than join in the holiday hustle bustle downtown, you might enjoy the Waco High School production of the Broadway musical Pippin. The performance will take place at the Waco High Performing Arts Center. Curtain is at 7 and tickets are $15.
I hope some of you will join us Saturday morning for our last Waco Walk of 2018. We will meet at 10:30 on the steps of the McLennan County Courthouse. The walk will be about 2 miles through the downtown area, including Washington, Austin, and a little bit of Franklin. Our theme is walkability, so we will be learning to look for details that make our downtown more and less walkable and learning how to advocate to help make our downtown even more walkable than it already is. These walks are a great way to get out and get some exercise and meet some nice people. And they are free.
Lions Park Kittyland is closed for the winter, but you can get a little Kittyland fix this weekend.
That's right. They're going to be open Saturday for their Christmas extravaganza and gift market. Gates open at 10 a.m. with discount rides and putt-putt until 6. The train will continue to run until 9 with hot cocoa snacks and a reading of the Polar Express at 6, 7, and 8.
On Sunday afternoon, you're invited to a No Limitations fashion show. No Limitations is a local nonprofit that provides opportunities for the special needs community in Central Texas to gather and enjoy adaptive sports and various other activities.
The fashion show will feature top designers who will be showcasing the latest winter fashions as well as a little surprise entertainment. It will take place from 3 to 6 Sunday afternoon at the Lee Lockwood Museum on Waco Drive.
General admission tickets are $25 and VIP passes are $50.
We're all probably a little anxious about the I-35 construction that is scheduled to start in the spring of 2019. If you're curious about the details, TxDOT is hosting an open house on Tuesday to answer questions and share information. The open house will take place at the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame and Museum in Knox Hall from 3 until 7 this Tuesday.
The Texas Ranger Museum is located at the intersection of I-35 and University Parks Boulevard.
One more Christmassy comment. If you are looking for a great volunteer activity to do as a family or with a group of friends, the Salvation Army is still looking for bell ringers. Dates are available any Monday through Saturday from now until Christmas Eve with many convenient locations in and around the city. To find out more about this and other volunteer opportunities, call or email the Salvation Army. You can find their contact information on their website.
Ashley, thanks again for coming in and sharing all this great information with us.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Have a great week.
You too.